On the fourth anniversary of the Russian invasion, supporters of Ukraine rallied on the steps of St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney to advocate for continual political support against the violence and oppression of an occupying Russian military. The conflict with Russia has resulted in hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian soldiers and civilians killed, millions of people internally displaced, and resulted in billions of dollars of destruction to buildings and critical infrastructure. Various speakers at the event outlined the importance of the world remaining steadfast in its opposition, arguing while Ukraine is far away, allowing Russia to breach international norms of human rights would send the wrong message to other authoritarian states. People attending the rally were encouraged to bring a doll to represent the thousands of Ukrainian children abducted by Russian forces. The Ukrainian ambassador to Australia, Vasyl Myroshymychenko, outlined that recently the Russian military had resorted to even more discriminatory conduct that was affecting ordinary Ukrainian citizens by deliberately targeting the nation's energy infrastructure.
The last 3 months have been extremely difficult for the Ukrainians. Probably one of the coldest winters in Europe in the past decade, and Russia has deliberately attacked our critical infrastructure, destroying power supply, destroying the supply of heating, of water, with one goal, to put pressure on the Ukrainian people, to intimidate them.
Representing the Australian government, the Assistant Foreign Affairs Minister, Matt Thistlethwaite, in his speech saluted the bravery of everyday Ukrainians in resisting military occupation. Talking to The Wire, the minister announced that Australia had imposed a new suite of 240 sanctions on Russia that would target the Russian shadow fleet.
Well, we want to try and starve the Russian military of the resources that they need to continue this. And the international community is coming together through a sanctions framework to ensure that we're providing that opportunity to restrict the Russians' military's ability to continue this war. And those sanctions are in the form of sanctions on individuals, sanctions on businesses, and importantly on vessels. Australia is working with the international community to ensure that we restrict the flow of Russian oil throughout the world. We've put conditions on a number of vessels, basically bans on those vessels coming to Australia to provide Russian oil. And we're continually announcing new ways to look to partner with the international community to ensure that we're restricting that war machine.
Assistant Foreign Minister Matt Thistlethwaite was also at pains to point out that Australia would continue to support Ukraine as it had for the last 4 years, and that it would continue to be a big contributor when it came to military and humanitarian aid.
Australia is the largest non-NATO contributor to military assistance to Ukraine. Our government and the Australian people stand firmly with the Ukrainian people, and we've provided about $1.7 billion in assistance, predominantly military support through the supply of military hardware. Our troops have been involved in training Ukrainian military in the UK before they go into the theatre of war. But we've also provided humanitarian assistance as well. So we stand firmly with Ukraine. There's a principle at stake here, and that principle is an important one. Resisting the aggression of nations who seek to violate and invade the sovereign territory of another nation.
And I believe the Australian government will also be providing more assistance to help Ukraine with its energy resilience.
Yeah, that's correct. It's a brutal winter at the moment in Ukraine with temperatures as low as minus 20. So people are really struggling with the cold. And unfortunately, the Russian military have been targeting energy assets, trying to take out a power station and the energy grid to basically freeze people. And Australia's provided $40 million worth of support to the Ukraine Energy Support Fund. And we saw last night in the video that was played how some of that funding is being delivered and contributing to the purchase of generators for buildings and other support to ensure that people can continue to heat their homes.
Assistant Foreign Minister Matt Thistlethwaite ending that report.